First Samuel, chapter 3, from verse 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days, and there was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And the Lamb of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for thou callest me." And he said, "I called not. Lie down again." And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for thou didst call me." And he answered, "I called not, my son. Lie down." Now, Samuel did not yet know the Lord. This was his condition. Neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him. He did not know the Lord. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord was not yet revealed to him. It was his destiny for the word of God to be revealed to him. But as at yet, he did not know the Lord. You know, you have to know the Lord first before you know the word of the Lord. And so, because he did not know the Lord, when the word of the Lord came to him, he thought it was the word of Eli. Now, we'll come to that. Hallelujah. Verse 8. Verse 8 is my emphasis. And the Lord called Samuel the third time, and he rose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Can you underline the word perceived? You know, we are going higher. This is part of spiritual progress, part 2. Hallelujah. What we did, the recap we did yesterday was the part 1. That's the basic. This is the dynamic aspect of our spiritual progress. And the first point on the dynamic part is what we call spiritual knowledge. Now, stay with me. We have a long way to go. Spiritual knowledge. Eli perceived that the Lord has called the child. You see, Eli had the faculty to know that it was an activity of the Lord. The young lad did not have that faculty. The difference between Eli and Samuel, the word of the Lord was coming to Samuel. But Samuel will have to receive the knowledge of that word and the implication of that word and how to respond to that word, because he had spiritual knowledge. All right? He had spiritual knowledge, and Samuel did not have spiritual knowledge. You are not about to go very far in your adventure with God if you don't understand what it means to secure spiritual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge. He did not know the Lord. Now, you will hear people testifying. They say, okay, in a particular service, they heard this statement and they ran with it for many years. Those are people that have the capacity to identify spiritual knowledge. Because there were many other people in the same service that did not benefit, that they had no take home from the meeting. Because like Samuel, they did not have any problem receiving the word, but they could not identify that it was God that was speaking. And because of that, it did not impart spiritual knowledge. It was a waste of time. They enjoyed the moment. Most often, people that are not in this physical auditorium, when they stumble upon these messages, they get more blessed than people that are physically here. And it is not because of anything. It's just because most of the people that come here do not have spiritual knowledge. So Samuel could not benefit from the efforts of God on his life. And you see, God did not change his method. Okay, God knew the guy was not receiving it, and God did not change the method, because that's God's method. You must You must come to a point where you can discern knowledge spiritually. He didn't change the method. It took an experienced man in the ways of God to understand what God was doing and to tell him how to respond. And so we have a lot of people in church, but many people do not know how to access spiritual knowledge. And you cannot get spiritual knowledge on the surface. Hallelujah. So I want to show us how to tap into those frequencies. When you find a strong man and a man that is a wanderer, the difference between the two, spiritual knowledge. He perceived. You see, in Samuel, the faculty of perception was not present. And so we need to do a teaching on spiritual knowledge this weekend. As you advance on the path of spiritual progress, you are brought to a point where God begins to instruct you in the area of what? Spiritual knowledge. When you understand spiritual knowledge, just like Reverend Hughes taught us for a few minutes now, you can tap what God is saying. You can perceive what God is saying. But if you don't have spiritual knowledge, you just hear what Hughes is saying by the hearing of the ear. You will not know how to proceed with the emphasis that God is bringing. But you see, people of experience with God, they know how to proceed with spiritual emphasis. Now, there are only two ways by which you can secure spiritual knowledge. After 15 minutes into my teaching, you begin to provide backup. There are only two ways by which we can secure spiritual knowledge. The first way is dealing with God. And the second way is being dealt with by God. Dealing with God and being dealt with by God. So let's come under the subheading dealing with God. We'll begin from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 opens that channel to us, the channel of dealing with God. Now, irrespective of where you walk, where you are domiciled, hallelujah, you must tap into the spiritual knowledge for that ecosystem. Sister Grace, you are going into the political arena. You must tap into spiritual knowledge for the ecosystem of the political world. The last time, are you with me? The last time in Nigeria that somebody gave a manifesto of his program, what he intended to do, and it made sense, you will know that he had God. He downloaded it from heaven. The last time it happened was when Chris Okote gave his presentation about his intentions for Nigeria. That's the last time we heard, yes, it was choked with spiritual knowledge. He had gone into the realm of the spirit and had downloaded spiritual knowledge. If another party had just borrowed what that man downloaded and implemented, Nigeria would have gone very far. Most of the political parties that we have do not have access to heaven's script for the governance of several territories that they have vied for and sought for political offices. Spiritual knowledge is lacking in the land. Meanwhile, the Creator has a template as to how each territory should be governed. We were mistaken to think that if someone that is born again becomes the governor of Benue State, and then suddenly things will begin to happen. If you have no access to spiritual knowledge, you'll be like Samuel. We were mistaken. Everything in the territory suggests that we don't have access to heaven's blueprint. Everything. And then to worsen matters, the flood now came as a sign. Spiritual knowledge. Not everybody has it. But in order for us to profit by the Spirit, we need to know how to access spiritual knowledge. Every one of us must download the template of spiritual knowledge within the context of our natural endeavor. Hallelujah. Now, a few of us in this place, our context is the oil industry. We have an insight into the things, the variables that need to be adjusted in order for us to enter into the fullness of our potential and capacity as a nation that has oil. When somebody, if you are made, have you ever thought about it? If you are made the governor of your state, how do you proceed? That's when you know that even though you schooled in Harvard, you might, I don't want to press for that because you will think I have somebody in mind. Let's leave it there. If I'm not mistaken, our Minister of Finance has a first degree in one of those prestigious schools in the United Kingdom, has a master's right there. But in my study of her life, when she was Commissioner of Finance in Ogun State, she could not deliver. How do you think she can now deliver as the Minister of Finance in Nigeria? We're talking about templates and patterns. It will take spiritual knowledge for you to access it. That's why prophets were part of the cabinet in the ruling house in Israel. Because they brought those dimensions. You can know how to politic, how to get votes. But when you arrive there, you now know that you need penetration. So what is lacking in our template for advancement is the absence of spiritual knowledge. And that was what Samuel was lacking. Hallelujah. According to God, every land has good. If you are willing and obedient, the Bible says what? We'll be mistaken to think that Benue is a wrong place. When men that carry the chart, the template of spiritual knowledge hit the land, you'll be amazed what will come out of it. There are only two ways to access spiritual knowledge. Is either you deal with God or what? You are dealt with by God. This is the part people don't like, dealing with God. Because when you are going to deal with God, you deal with God on His own terms. That's what makes it difficult. That's why it's not a lucrative venture. Not many people will end up dealing with Him. You know, the Bible says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. By it, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, and that the things that are seen were not made by the things that do appear. Hallelujah. Next verse. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead, yet speaking. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Verse 6 is my emphasis. 6, please. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, or he that cometh to God. Now, that's dealing with God. He that what? Cometh to God. There are many things for him to come to. There is Azor spirit. He that cometh to Azor. He that cometh to Akombo. But he saw those options and he decided to come to God. Now, when you decide to come to God, then you will come to him on his own terms. One of the first things you need to have in place in order for you to come to God is that you must believe. Now, believing is not an option. If what you want to do is to come to God, there are meticulous requirements that you must fulfill if you want to come to God. Please help me ask your neighbor. Do you want to come to God? Meanwhile, you must also know that we have Akombo available as a valid option. Do you still want to come to God? Okay, if you want to come to God, then you must be ready to come to Him at His own terms. First and foremost, you must believe. Now, most times when we begin to deal with God, then you now discover something. You discover that you're not in charge. you discover that you don't know how long the waiting will be. And that's why he said the whole process is going to choke you out if you don't come, if you don't come believing. The garment and the overall that you need to put on in order for you to come to God is a heart that believes. When you are insulated with this belief and you begin to interact with God, his ways will not be strange for you to subject yourself to. He that what? Now, he is telling you, he is warning you beforehand, you must be a believing man to be able to come to God. All right. I was in the city of Kano, went to do my youth service. And just like he said, that was my prescription for life. I decided to pray the way I've never prayed before. I decided to fast the way I've never fasted before. And I decided to give the way I've never given before. Because I wanted to lay a foundation for my future. So I decided to sacrifice. And I was praying the way I've never prayed before. I was fasting. We have never fasted before. We started the fast by January. We're still in the fast by August. Fasting and praying. Sometimes we do 5 hours and every Saturday we do 8 hours. We're pressing into God. You know what? You will expect that when you turn your eyes on God like that, that God should just come and begin to bless you. Oh my. I found something else. I found that in God there are protocols. I found that you cannot move God with your tears. I found that the fact that you prayed for 8 hours might not change what God wants to do in 6 months. You might still need to keep your on your knees for 8 hours. But it will take the 6th month for God to begin to do what he wants to do, because he had it planned out before you showed up. And just because you become anxious will not make God change anything. He is an immortal, and the kingdom that he runs cannot be moved. He that cometh to God. That's why people like this Jehovah sharp gospel. Something that is devoid of process. Wait and take. Name and claim. Believe. And let me tell you something. When you want to walk with God, he will subject you to a process that you have no authority over. It will take a full night, in the which every confidence you have in every other thing apart from God is going to come on that test. And you will see the futility of everything that you have believed in. And it will you will be sterilized. Oh my. I stayed there. There were so many. At some point it was no longer reasonable to keep pressing. Because it didn't look wise. It didn't look strategic. It was like a venture without feedback. What was it about? It was coming to God. Now, God was where he was. I was the one going to look for him. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You see, I don't want to go too far. You see, principalities. Huh? Principalities are not available in normal spaces. Principalities will not even come and seek for your attention. Principalities are where they are. It's human beings that look for them. Say somebody wants to become the governor of Benue State. He goes to the ancient shrine. Does forbidding acts. What he's trying to do is to get the attention of a prince. And then the average believer, when he comes to God, he wants to manipulate the procedure. Say, all right, God will waste your time. He'll help you waste your time. So he said, he that what? Cometh to God. So in the first few months of my prayer and fasting during my youth service, my prayer point was wrong, but it took me 2 months to know. Where did I come? I came to God. I'm the one that want to deal with God, so I came to him. For 2 months, I came to him on my own terms. I was telling him the things I want. You know, how about getting a job somewhere with Slumberger? How about that? That's a good idea, God. What do you say about it? I come to draw strength from you so that I can make it work. And I was there, and he was looking at me. And when I got tired of the prayer point, then I said, I forgot. What exactly do you want? So it took you 2 months to come here. He that what? Comment. You think spiritual knowledge is easy to get? That's why, and it's not available?
When you start coming to God, that's when God will now make you realize that bribe you took, that time, I have issue with it. The bribe is 5 years ago. Yes, it's in the burner now. Yeah, I want to deal with the tendency you sustained that made the bribe relevant. Because an act of distrust in God, that God cannot deliver. So you have to do something. You have to step out of the box to do something that God will not support. All of those things you did like that, He will bring it to mind in the day that you come to Him. Because He was sitting down, doing His own business. You decided that you need His help. Okay, in order for you to secure my help, there are a lot of, your life is not in alignment. There are a lot of things that you have added to it that is not consistent with my principle. And then those matters have been dealt with. Do you know that I prayed and fasted for one calendar year and God never told me about my future? Meanwhile, the reason for the praying was to get some insight about the future so that when I'm done with youth service, I will know what next to do for the whole youth service year. I prayed and fasted throughout and God did not speak anything about the reason for which I came to Him. Then I discovered that when you decide to come to God to seek His face, you enter into the vault of a government that is regulated by God Himself. You see, you cannot determine what happens. And not every believer has the patience and the submission of heart to wait on Him until God is through with us. No, the average person is too much in a hurry. He has so many ideas. But the Bible says, he that what? Cometh to God. He that cometh. I finished one whole year. God did not tell me about what to do next. The next year, I started fasting and praying again. I started on the 13th of January. That next year, I continued the prayer and fasting. Continued the prayer and fasting. Continued the prayer and fasting. At that time, there was no agenda on my heart but to tap into God's frequency, to serve the will of God. All the agendas I had died in the process of coming to God. Until God becomes your unique goal, He will not begin to reveal spiritual knowledge to you. Until His purposes become your unique goal, He will have no business opening the vault for you to look into. There are a lot of people that claim to speak for God, but you see, their life is heavily laden with agendas and... God can't go far with that vessel. Meanwhile, I've seen men like R.W. Schambach. I've seen men like Reinhard Bonnke. What, the way they grew with God, the way they continued with God, from nothing into something, into many things, into big things. And they still had the same simple heart before the presence of God. These were men that would not accept anything else except to be dealt with by God. And so they came to God on His own terms. And God began to unveil knowledge beyond learning, knowledge beyond teaching, knowledge beyond human comprehension. Knowledge that can only be perceived because the Spirit of God is offering it out. We don't need a politician as the president of our nation. We need a prophet. And I speak in parables. The season in which we are in politically will not exist for long. No. The end of this season is coming into view. A new era will be born. That era will bring a fracture. There will be a change that the devil will not be able to reverse. I speak in parables. it will not be long, don't worry. This is the worst of the attacks of the enemy that we have as a nation. In our own lifetime, this is the worst one. And then when you come to that point where the only thing that matters is the will of God, then the heavens will open. And then you begin to perceive the mind of God. It was on the 13th of January. When I flagged up the fasting for the second year, we prayed. I had such an appetite of prayer that was unquenchable. We prayed from morning, prayed into the afternoon. We went to the church and prayed for another 3 hours. But my appetite for prayer was not satisfied. And we went to my friend's house and we continued from 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock.
NEPA took light and he went to change the phase of, you know, there was light on another phase. We could see light in some other building. So he says the phase matter. So he went to change the phase in the garage. As he went into the garage, an angel of the Lord came through the wall and came with spiritual knowledge. Hallelujah. And all the prayer points I've been praying, he began to give me perspective. From the way he read it out, I knew that that knowledge existed even before I began to pray. The knowledge did not just evolve because I was asking. It was already there. Please help me tell your neighbor, you are not looking for what is lost. The first thing the angel said was that go back to the city of Kano. You know, I had finished my youth service at that time and there was no need for me to be in Kano because it was heavily laden with these riots, those religious riots that time. He said, go back. And I asked, what will I be doing there? He now said, those boys that I began to disciple. He said, I've finished my youth service time, but I've not finished my discipleship time with them. I should go back and continue to disciple them. I wanted to ask another question, but he discerned what I wanted to ask. He said, when you are through, I will give you a job. That was the first time I was hearing about the future. I will give you a job and you will invest in many destinies and a great network will be formed. That was the first time I heard network. I didn't know what it meant. After that information came, my brother now came back from the garage changing, he finished changing the phase. And I told him, God has come to me. Do you know? Because I saw that my brother this year after many years. I saw him in a conference. God did not come to him. That prayer we prayed together, he did not hear God. It took 17 years for me to find out. Your life will waste without spiritual knowledge. It will waste. Then my dad just died, so I went to my mom. I said, the Lord spoke to me, and he said, my path leads to Kano. My mother started crying. Because then there were riots in Kano. She just lost her husband, and now her last son wants to go into debt for loan trading. But you know what? From the moment God said, go back to Kano, he left and he was waiting for me in Kano. If I wanted to stay back where I was for 2 more years, that was my business, but he was already in Kano. So when I saw that my mother won't let me go, and I reported her to God, I said, all right, you know, she is an authority over my life. I will not live without her permission. You are the one that put her there, so deal with her. But you know what? He dealt bad with her. She reluctantly released me, but she released me nonetheless, and I took my bag. And I looked at the house very well, because I knew I won't see it for a long time. I moved into God from that day. That the where I was going, I was moving because I had spiritual knowledge. Everybody that doesn't have spiritual knowledge will be coming out of Kano. But the man that has spiritual knowledge, where is he going? He's going into Kano. Without spiritual knowledge, you will run from the places God wants to send you to. You will check the circumstances. You will read the radar. You check the all share index. You check the economy. You will not be able to function like Isaac. That sowed in the land when there was no rain. Desert encroachment had overtaken the place. And the power of rain had stayed for years. That guy sowed without rain. And in the same year, what happened to him? He reaped. And that was the way his economy became bloated. And he became a force to reckon with among the Philistines. They took note of him. If you are going to profit with God, you can't do it without spiritual knowledge. And I said there are two options, two ways of what? Of accessing it. It's either you deal with God or you are dealt with by God. The Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 4, from verse, 16, it says, in the days of Seth, men began to what? They began to deal with God. They tried every other option. And then it was in his time that men started attempting to deal with God. You know, Noah came from that clan.
And Noah was the first person that sent signals to heaven, and heaven responded. Because those were men that were ready to be subject to the terms and conditions of God. That's where death comes from. That's the source of death. You can live a shallow life all your days. You will never be anything compared to a man that has decided to accept the terms and conditions of the dealings of God. Very soon you will find out that the fact that you have a good message cannot change any life. Very soon. If you have not known, you will know with time. You go with a wonderful message, well thought through, well laid out. Well, you see, it is letters. Because when you begin to speak, it's the life of the man speaking that gives power to those letters. If there is no depth with God, it will not have the ability to redeem. All right, second scripture. I don't want to take your time. Acts chapter 10 from verse 30 to 34. Being dealt with by God. There are some times that God moves sovereignly. Not because his people seek his face. It's because a season in his calendar has come. And he needs to partner with a man. So he comes out of hiding. And he manifests himself to a man. And that man may not like his ways. And the man wants to run away. And God undertakes to pursue that man until the man is conquered. That is what we call God dealing with a man. You see, your access to spiritual knowledge lies with whether you deal with God or God deals with you. Acts chapter 10, verse 30. Is it 30? I said 30. All right. And Colenius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour. And at the time, at the ninth hour, I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing. Next verse. And said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thy alms held in remembrance in the sight of God. Next verse. Send therefore to Joppa, and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon a tanner by the seaside, and who when he cometh shall speak unto thee. Now, because of the encounter that Cornelius was having, Peter was implicated. That means Peter was now, there was a schedule of encounter for Peter on the account of the implication of what Cornelius transacted with. You see, Cornelius was the one that was coming to God in prayers, coming to God with almsgiving. He knew God was there, but he did not know how to access him. Are you with me? But he was giving, and God saw his heart. But you see, in these, angels do not know salvation. So angels cannot preach in our stead. So even though the angel was sent to him, he would require to involve a man into this picture. I don't have time to tell us the limitation of angels. And why angels will not do the work of men. One of which is they don't know salvation. They don't know salvation. Remember the first set of angels that rebelled? There was no salvation plan for them. They don't know redemption. And so when angels rebel, they become demons. They become fallen. So the angels could not peep into the mystery of the things that God had revealed to people like Peter. So when he brought the errand from heaven, he said, thy prayers, thy alms, it has extended to God as a memorial. Send therefore to Joppa. It was on the strength of this man's encounter with God that Peter was implicated to be dealt with by God. Because even though Peter was close by, Peter was not in alignment with God's agenda. And God will have to bring the dealing to him in order for him to be ready to enter into that which the need has been created. So Peter was fasting, and then he now decided to climb the roof of the house. If you go to Israel, you see a lot of houses like that. They will build a foundation that can take 4-5 floors. The first generation will build the first floor. Second generation will build second floor. The third generation will build. You get? So you can actually climb to the top. If they have not gotten to the final floor for which the foundation was made, and then roof,
So you have a platform, a basement. You have something up there. So he went there to pray. Now notice that it was not his. He was attempting to pray when the vision came. So it was not his prayer that opened the door. The door opened. A door opened for him to be dealt with. That was when that mighty sheet came from him. With all kinds of creatures. And God spoke to him. Kill and eat. And then his orientation and background in Judaism began to fight the word of God. And God was contending with him. Kill and eat. Kill and eat. And it brought him to that point. Hallelujah. When he was still in contemplation, then the people from Cornelius came. And what God was trying to communicate to him, he now got the message when he got there. I perceive that God is not a respecter of person. Can you see the perception? I perceive. That was not part of his script. That was spiritual knowledge. I perceive that what? God is not a respecter of person. What have you perceived? I perceive that God is not a respecter of person. That was the day he discovered that there was nothing unique about being Jew. He found out there was nothing unique, because he was going to hinder God in that place. He was ministering sparingly, and before he could lead them to Christ, Holy Ghost came upon them. He went beyond Peter. The message was clear to him that God is not what? A respecter of persons. You are either dealing with God or you are dealt with by God. That's the only way to access spiritual knowledge. The wise of our age do not have access to spiritual knowledge. I remember when the government of this current president began, a prophet went to him and told him, there are only three things you can do that will be right. At the inception of his government, he told him, restructure is the first one. Restructure is the second one. And then restructure is the third one. And then they politicized it. And where we are now could have been avoided. We have never been divided as a nation the way we are right now. It will take the hand of God. You can bind us together, but we will be different. Have you ever had problems with your wife, and two of you are on the same bed, but you are far away? Your mind is somewhere else. So we can't break the laws of God. We must be there, but the mind is. It was a lack of spiritual knowledge, and they felt, okay, let's do the normal things. But there are times when the normal things don't work. And because spiritual knowledge is acquired, if you deal with God or God deals with you, what God does is that every tribulation he allows to come your way, his hand is in it. Yes. You see, the Bible says in the book of Philippians, are you with me? Chapter 4, verse 6, it says, be careful for nothing. But in all things, all right? Be anxious for nothing. Be careful for nothing. But in all things, through prayer and supplication, coupled with thanksgiving, make your request known to God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding shall guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Now, that scripture reveals that there are only two ways to attend to life. One of the ways is that you yield to anxiety. Now, you see, are you with me? This pulpit is anxiety. The devil is aware of something. The devil is aware of the fact that in your flesh, in your humanity, you are insufficient. We were designed that way. You know, the Bible says that the Spirit of God helpeth our infirmities. We were created with infirmities. That is what will make you know that you need the Holy Ghost. The reason for which we were designed that way was so that we will understand that our completion, our perfection, our sufficiency can only be in the Holy Spirit. But the devil is aware, just in case you have not yet known the Holy Spirit enough to trust him to become your sufficiency. He's aware that if he applies pressure on you, he will have occasion to sow the seed of anxiety in you. Because your insufficiency will manifest when there's pressure. Maybe the pressure around your life is house rent. And then when your rent is beginning to expire, then your insufficiency, your humanity begins to project. And Satan sees it. And anxiety is one of the elemental demons, those basic demons. Anxiety speaks into your thoughts, tells you how vulnerable you are. How that the landlord will come in his fury and throw your things out, and you'll be there with your little child crying outside. His anxiety will paint that picture, and then you'll see how vulnerable, how exposed, how, hallelujah. And then in that state of anxiety, when you submit to anxiety, anxiety will need to keep you in bondage by introducing another colleague. Because in order for perfect bondage to be effected, the demonic gang must be in alliance to effect it. And so he goes out and he brings depression. See, from the anxiety you yield to depression, and depression begins to work a protocol or paralysis on your inside. And when depression has had great access into your soul, it now brings infirmity, sickness and disease, the high blood pressure. The blood pressure is running. And then, you know what? It's not the house rent that gave you the blood pressure. It is anxiety. So there are only two options of how to live. You either live under the influence of anxiety, or you live under the influence of prayer. He said, be anxious for nothing. Close the door to anxiety. But in everything, what do you do? Prayer. Now, that prayer is an opportunity for you to be dealt with by God on the account of that situation. Is that clear? The average believer allows situations to pass by without dealings. And so he doesn't get spiritual knowledge from it. And so when he comes into the same situation, he will still have the same exposure because he did not yield spiritual knowledge the last time the opportunities of that situation gathered around. So he doesn't become a master of anything because he doesn't access spiritual knowledge by reason of the challenges that God allows to come his way. Every challenge that comes your way is supposed to be an opportunity through which you stumble into spiritual knowledge. And when that same situation comes back, it will have no authority over your soul because you have mastered it. Some of you are still afraid of bills and afraid of money. When you hear 1 billion, you hear 100 million. You know what? God will bring you some situations. If he wants to deliver you from that level of fear, he will bring some situations. God wanted my capacity financially to increase. You know what he did? He brought a problem. He allowed a problem. A serious problem. Then when the problem came, he solved the problem in 3 months. He solved this problem in 3 months. I said, okay, what of this other problem? He said, go for it. I said, I'm going to go. Hey! That one, it will be me that will create it. So I now entered by faith. Then I saw enlargement. What he did in solving that problem became my backbone in this new arena. Because God told me that you are a good man, but if you are a giant, then you must take giant steps. That's what he told me. Yeah, so I now took a step. And the backbone behind that step I took was that how God solved that problem in 3 months. I know that God can solve this one. Yes. Because I had spiritual knowledge that came by that experience that I contacted. And that became the support for me to take another step. People that observe the cloud will be waiting for all the integers to align. Meanwhile, men of faith will go walk out in darkness. At the end of the day, it's the man that has spiritual knowledge that will do mighty feats for God. And I saw God beyond my earnings. I saw God beyond my bank accounts. I saw God. Because in those 3 months, he cleared my doubts. I was armed with that knowledge. And I stepped out in faith. And every time my leg was to touch the ground, he held it. And I went far beyond my limits because I encountered a new knowledge in the dealings of God. Every challenge you have is supposed to yield spiritual knowledge. But many Christians waste experiences, waste challenges, and no knowledge comes out of it. The challenges do not push them to prayer. They languish at the feet of anxiety and barely survive. They come to church as dying creatures, having no faith in the God, the monarch of Zion, weakly and beggarly, in cyclical seasons of challenges. When you are coming up, I will assist you in many things. If I judge that you have reached where you should be able to survive, I will leave you so that you can grow. Your, if we keep supporting you, what of the new people? You will chop us. So we have to focus on the new people. Hallelujah. People have refused to grow because they don't translate their challenges into spiritual. I had a challenge with my prayer life, and I began to seek God concerning my prayer life, and then He gave me a scripture. Psalms 80 verse 18. It says, so we will not depart from thee. Quicken us, and we shall call upon thy name. Then my understanding was enlightened. And I discovered that in order for me to have a robust prayer life, God will have to be quickening me. And it's not my business, it's God's business to quicken. Oh Jesus, that knowledge, I was armed with it. And when I lie on my bed in weakness, I say, oh great one, the quickener of the saints. I'm waiting. And I speak in tongues under my nose. And then very soon He begins to impart His spirit into my vessel. And suddenly that weakness that I thought was a challenge is swallowed up by the supply of the spirit. You see, that knowledge is the operating system on which my prayer life is based till today. If you get spiritual knowledge, you quench some infirmities that are common to man. It will not be applicable to you, because when you sit in that knowledge, it will give way. Every challenge was designed to bring us into spiritual knowledge. That is one of the inheritances we have as saints in the light. You know, a testimony was given. Say, we went through the fire, it did not kindle on us. We went through the waters, it did not drown us. It's only they contacted something in the midst of the tribulation. And next time, if you threaten them with drowning, they will laugh. So I went through that 3 months dealing process, and after the 3 months dealing, I no longer have respect for figures. And God said I should do what I did in the recession. That move He said I should take, it was in the recession. It was in a recession where Naira had no value. He said, step out. And after 3 months, my doubts were clear. And I knew that God doesn't deal with us based on recession. In fact, in the midst of recession, He shines brighter. The covenant manifests more in the midst of challenges. Yes. That's when we see the power of the covenant. For the Bible says that when men are cast down, you shall say, there is what? In the same time. Then I realize what the scripture means when it says cattle upon 1,000 hills belong to me. God has at least 1,000 channels to reach every man that is accurate. My fear for supplies, it died. My heart, my faith came to another level because I acquired spiritual knowledge through a particular trial that came to my life. I got profit from the trial. Every form of pain is supposed to produce profit. Every pain, anything that subdues your humanity is supposed to be an opportunity for you to ride in the spirit and find the antidote from the presence of God. And when you count the men that were held back by poverty in the next 20 years, my name will not be there. I found the knowledge with God. I found the knowledge with God. I found the knowledge with God. Sometimes God will not deal with you until He does something. God didn't tell me about international ministry until he miraculously gave me the opportunity to go somewhere. Then while I reached, I was still amazed. Hey, I was praying. Then he now came and told me. There. Because he knows that now that he has cleared my doubts, I will believe him. I will believe him. And he told me how to go to the nations. He said, when I focus on the youth, he will open the gates of the nations to me. That's what he told me. So I don't do, maybe I hear that Evangelist Chris went to Moscow and came back there and said, connect me. I don't do that. He told me how he will open the nations to me. He said, I should commit myself to ministering to the youth and discipling them. So I got stuck with that. Yesterday, while in the office, I was just trying to... Was it yesterday? 2 days ago, I was trying to gather my notes together. These notes. The inspiration was flowing. I was trying to gather it together and to support it with scripture. All of that was going on in the office. And then I began to receive messages from Brazil on my phone. And I had an invitation to go to Brazil. I said, how do you go to Brazil? He said, I should take a flight from Lagos to Lome. And then from Lome is six hours. I said, You see, I was doing what he said I should do that would trigger those dimensions. The first time I went to Dubai and came back, a preacher in this town said, connect me now. See, people are looking for carnal ways. You don't need carnal ways. You don't need to help God to fulfill your destiny. He has a prescribed pathway, but you cannot do it without spiritual knowledge. I've been invited to the United States twice to preach, and I checked with him. He says, not time. In fact, one of them was a campaign, was a 10-year remembrance. And churches across the states in the United States would have been present. He said, it's not time. It means it's not the one that opened the door. It's not the door I serve. I serve Jesus. In Europe, in South Africa, many nations of the world. He said, it's not time. It's not time. He said, use your power of sight to deliver the youth from distraction, and I will open the gates of nations to you. That's what he told me. Spiritual knowledge. When you begin to access it, you are delivered from the rat race in your generation. Stability is built into your life. Now, this is from my script. In order to know him, we must receive dealings from him in all things. In the matter of knowing his will, in the matter of prayer, we must ask for the meaning of everything that comes our way. We may pray a first, a second, and a third time until we secure his position and his will concerning the matter. I'll come again. In order to know him, we must receive dealings from him in all things. In the matter of knowing his will, in the matter of prayer, we must ask for the meaning of everything that comes our way. The dreams you have, the events that happen along your way, all of those things are opportunities for you to enter into the gate of spiritual knowledge. Don't allow them waste. God is a God whose sovereign hand passes through our circumstances and our situations. Wise men seek insight. We may pray a first, a second, and a third time until we secure his position and will concerning the matter. Don't allow the things that happen in your life to come and go without you gaining access to spiritual knowledge. In my dreams, I used to see myself very tall, walking like a giant. High. Then I now asked, what is this height? He said, that's in the surveillance of intercession. That when you begin to intercede, he makes you high in the spirit. That's how you begin to see the emphasis. As we began to pray for this crusade, there are things I've seen about Makoti that I've never seen before. He says, it's a height. You'll be moving through the land and you'll be noticing things that you cannot see except you are given the advantage of extra height. Everything he brings your way has a meaning. If only you can be diligent enough to understand that that is an invitation to a dealing through which you can receive spiritual knowledge. You no longer be careless with the things that happen in your corridor. Hallelujah. So that's number one, spiritual knowledge. Maybe I'll stop in number two, which is spiritual reality. I will not be able to finish this weekend. Spiritual reality. So get to work. Say, every time you see somebody attacking you, find out, what is this? What meanness this? That is what made people like Daniel better than us in the school of the spirit. They could ask God questions and inquire. Daniel asked so many questions that angels have to be released to him. He said, Daniel, you are beloved. Greatly beloved in heaven. Your name is reigning in heaven. Now I am come to give you skills and understanding. The angel was dispatched to give him spiritual knowledge. He said, from the time you began to pray, your prayers were answered. Angels were dispatched from heaven to me. The angel was Prince of Persia, had a prison house. I was kept there. And only Michael was released to help me in this matter. Even though there are many angels. Only Michael. It was Michael that came and battled and brought him out of the prison house. He said, this thing I'm telling you. Those days, Gabriel used to appear to Daniel in dreams. When he goes to sleep, he appear to him and speak to him and give him insight. But because of the war in the constellations, that day Gabriel had to appear physically. See, I came. This is not the normal way I come, but I came because you are beloved and you are desperately in need of spiritual understanding in order for you to provide the intercessory support, the priesthood support that will make us conquer the battle in the heavens. I have come to be your lecturer. I will give you skills and what? Understand. Somebody tell your neighbor skills. And understanding. In order for you to be a lieutenant in the spirit, you will need to have spiritual understanding so that you can support even the angels assigned to you in activities that will empower them for effective warfare. Oh my. They needed Daniel to have knowledge so that he can operate on higher levels in the spirit. That will give them the advantage in the war. I have come to give you skills. That is when the context of the battle was revealed to Daniel. It's a battle of seasons and a battle of nations. And you have been brought into it by your calling. It is better for you to have understanding. Many believers loiter through life without skills. Without skills. The things that you were supposed to conquer will begin to conquer you because you lack skills. It was not only understanding that the angel came to give him. The angel gave him skills. Skills. I don't have time to break it down to show you what skills mean in that scripture. Skills. It has a meaning. Skills. I've come to give you what? Skills. Skills. Understand. Understand. That was how the visions began. The context. The context for the cosmic war. The battle. The battle for the purposes of God upon the face of the earth. Across generations. A man needed to be enlightened beyond the scholarship of an institution. He had to be given skills. Knowledge that you cannot stumble upon because you start under a professor. Skills. The working principle of territories, of nations. The spirits that govern their airspace. The influence that they bring upon the peoples. Ha! I have come to give you skills and understanding. God will raise the mighty from among us. He will come and open your ear and give you a strange kind of insight that will make you a skillful man in the prosecution of his purpose in your life. I have come to give you skill. Second point, spiritual reality. We'll take just one scripture. Then I'll shut down after that one scripture. That scripture will be John chapter 4. Skills. Maybe tomorrow we'll talk about skills. How do you become skillful? In the battle of spirit, how can your priesthood help the angelic horde? What kind of skills do you need? Just like Moses discovered that if his hands were lifted, the angelic horde from the kingdom of light will resist the horde coming from the kingdom of darkness, and Joshua will win in the battle. There is something you can do that can turn the tide. It's only skillful men that have that knowledge. It will take us time. That's why I don't want to start now. Skillful men. I have come to give you what? Skill. Has it occurred to you that in the very cities, you know, they said London is the house of the devil? Because, yes, there's more witchcraft in London than your village. Oh. Okay. You. The prayer you will need to open the atmospheric dimensions of London is more than what you need to open your village. At least I have some witnesses. But you know what? If you have skills, the defenses of London can be like bread. What we have are a lot of preachers without skills. You don't have skills, equipment for the territory that you have been domiciled. And so the territory is conquering you. Meanwhile, the Bible reveals that in every land you are sent to, there's good in it. And just like God allowed the children of Israel in Goshen to dwell in light when there was darkness in the entire landscape, that facility has been arranged for you if you have skills and understand. There is a Goshen for you, but you need skills. The same Makoti that people are saying, let's run away. You can enter into the economy of God. There is no situation that cannot work for your favor. No, don't see yourself like a carnal man. We serve the creator of the heavens and the earth, the governor among the nations. He can tell you how to access the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places. I come to give you scales. And the angel began to unveil to him things that he never had any means of knowing. So I was in prison. I was me speaking to him. The guy could not understand. Oh my. They had to upgrade him quickly because he was already rigged into a partnership. And he had to stand until the war is over. They had to give him accelerated insight into things way beyond his time. Just
so that he can have the capacity to wield his weapons within the context of the warfare that he was found, and to wield it accurately, to pray the right prayers, to say the right words, to fight that good fight of faith. He needed skills.
We'll look at that tomorrow. John chapter 4.
Today, as you sleep this night, angels will come this night. Have you been laboring, seeking an access point? You will get more than an access point. You will get skills. And it's in the plural. Skills.
I heard that ministries die in Mina. When you go to Mina and you plant in the church there, it's prone to death. You must understand when the template, the wisdom of cities. Huh? If you want to pray for the seat of government in Nigeria, go to Mina. Not in Sokoto. Ah, don't worry. There are skills for territories. Skills. There are several things you may want to touch in Plateau State. It's not in Plateau State you will stay to touch those things. If you get skills, you will migrate to a place that... Skills. Skills. I hope you know that the source of the Niger is in Guinea. That's where the covenant was made that bound Nigeria to the caliphate. And if you are going to undo that, you will need to go to Guinea. It is skills that will take you to Guinea to fight a battle that is in Nigeria. Skills. I have come to give you skills. He said you are genuine, but you don't have enough information. In this battle, you will not be too useful to us. Come, I need to upgrade you. I need to. We have to pray that prayer today. We need to be what? To be upgraded. The church of our day is the 1982 model of ourselves. It cannot contain the witchcraft and the necromancy that is being used to manipulate our territory today. We need an upgrade from God. Skills. Skills and understanding. The gate, the satanic gate of government that is being used to manipulate our government, was erected in Mina. And you try to come and plant a church in Mina without skills, you'll be content with something more ancient than your knowledge. And except visitations come for you to tap into spiritual knowledge, you will not have access to the wisdom that brings you into proper context with your terrain. What you learned in school, I salute you. You learned physics, you learned engineering. Where's my friend, the engineer Oshogba? Yeah, I salute you. But the knowledge you have contacted as an engineer doesn't matter in the arena of skills. 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 Do you know how long we tarried in this town in prayer for God to now begin to show the town? It's not showing another place, so the place. You know, Jacob came and took stone and slept somewhere. And then in the night, his spiritual senses were activated. And God did not give him a vision of another place, the same place where he was sleeping. And then he saw infrastructure built into the place. He saw angels ascending and descending because his grandfather had opened a website because of an altar that was raised to the name of God. And on the strength of that, it determined the traffic of the spirits. Because they were ascending and descending. They were not coming from heaven, they were launching from the earth. An altar gave them that drive, that momentum. And then on the top of the ladder, Jesus stood there at the top. That's what we call a portal. It means the priesthood was consistent until he seized the entire atmosphere, displaced all the demons from there, and set up a spirit city. That guy entered into a city he did not know. It was when he slept that he saw a reality. Sometimes you need to sleep. You know, Saul, they had to make him blind for him to see properly. When he had physical sight, he thought he had knowledge. But when he saw the light, he was blind. It was in his blindness that he contacted the knowledge that drove him to true life. Sometimes you need to be, your eyes need to be blotted out for you to really see. The man woke up and said, the Lord was here. I did not know. Indeed, he said, this is the house of God. And there was no building there. No church building. But he called it what? Your perspective of the house of God has to change now. The first time in the Bible that the gate of heaven was mentioned was not, it was not in heaven. The gate of heaven was on earth in a location. Skills. There is a whole body of spiritual knowledge that must come to you for you to be effective. The kind of things in the house I did. I had to read his life. No. This man had skills. He had understanding. Deeper than his teachers. That's what David was talking about. I have more understanding than my teacher. My knowledge has gone beyond the classroom. I am a custodian of skills and understanding from the Spirit. Skills. I have some questions for you. By what means did the very act that killed? By what means did he become an object of prosperity in the house of Obed-Edom? Circumstances don't normally change. But spiritual people gain skills and they master them. That's how it has always been and that's how it will be. I have come to give you skills. And we are going to roar with that prayer. Grant unto us. What? Skills. Where's Ogbe? That call to bar that you went for, your niece's call to bar, how many students did they graduate? How many people were called to bar that day? 1,500 people. You know what will make you different from so many lawyers? Skills. 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 And you can receive skills and what? I slept one night and when I slept I had a dream. The dream was so long and so real. I woke up, I was awake and the dream was still going on. Has that ever happened to you? You were so much in a dream, you woke up physically and the dream was still going on. So it was not about you sleeping. If you were awake, you would still see it. And I saw that we were by the riverbank praying until the sun went down. There was an enemy coming. And we went to the riverbank to pray. I saw the number of the people. And I saw the spot. Because a Christian video that they did, because I was part of the team of people that acted in that Christian video. Those days, we went to that spot to act. So I remember that spot. It was that spot I saw in my vision. And when the time came that the battles began and the henchmen began to come, God reminded me of that vision. So go and stand in that place. Why that place? Why must he be there? And the great one will not answer. He says, stand there. Stand there. Stand there. Stand there. Hallelujah. If you came down there and you saw what we were doing, you will not think that what we did would turn the tide. Just like you will never think that Moses' hand that was lifted up had any significance. To the carnal man is foolishness. But to the man that has spiritual knowledge, it is skills. Skills. Let me stop there for now. There are people that they can kill anyhow. Some others don't die like that. No. And there are several things you will do that a human being can't kill you. A proclamation from heaven must go out before your days of pilgrimage here end. Come with me. You are not as vulnerable as you think. These are the days in which the Lord will grant us gifts. If your heart is right and you pray before you sleep this night, the school of skills will start. God will tell you how to prosper in impossible places. Yes. He will tell you what to do. What to do. Oh my. can we pray that prayer? We're in need of skills. The emptiness in our lives must be taken away, and God must replace it with skills and with understanding. I am come to give you skills. 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 And understanding. If you think that your life has been too ordinary, and you need it to go on another gear, need it to take another dimension, we need you to take another leap, this will be a good time for you to besiege heaven and ask him for skills, for understanding beyond your learning. God has skills and is looking for men and women to give skills. Ola mama ye tamakuma Saile mama ye Ola masane na le mone ala ye Imara masendale Ora mana sane ma ye Sane ma ye Sane me For if you are willing and obedient, said the Lord, I will make you eat of the good of the land. Enanama sanemo, 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 mala. E marama sameno, sameno. Eina menale, saina mana masane male, sane male, eina namo nane ma. Skills. For the Lord says that I will make a difference between the Israelite and the Egyptian. And when men shall say there is a casting down, you shall say there is a lifting up. O malalele sane balamana kure. Ole mama ye, maye baranana baranena. Semere sobale kombela malakane ya bare ko sale beke buru he gabola he tala boye baleba haire bokele kobo kata. I lost all I got, but I never let go. I never did, I never let go. Hey, Jesus. I love my son, I call him the Lord. I love my son, I call him the Lord. I call him the Lord. I love my son, I call him the Lord. I call him the Lord. I call him the Lord. I celebrate my day. I celebrate my day.
tamaloma. Ela kasele akele kobele ko. Oh, salebe, salebe maliamo. Oh, salebe, salebe maloke. Oh, salebe mama. Come on, suma. Yeke sote baba male, uma. Eke shalia ke mabode. Eke lebote ba esha mama olale. Oke lale mama le. Ah 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 ah. Oke lale mama le. Oh. Okela le mama le ima ya ke salama e kama boma ya ke salama okela mande ya ke salama kela kumbala ama ye pekele bo. Eke sale mamu, mamu, eke sale mama. Wawa ye ye, segele toba male momo. Eke sale kobe ma. Eka shale mo mereche, oh mania. Oke shale mo, shale mo ma merema. Eka shale mo ma la. We need skills and understanding. Oh 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Eka sina makombena. Alebo sele kama mama. Alebo seke na kum. Oh, 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 oh. Oh,